USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 200 people died in 8 individual bombings of churches and hotels in Sri Lanka. Many of the people killed were tourists. Some were American. The BBC's Rajini Vaidyanathan.
The government believes most of the blasts were carried out by suicide bombers. The Prime Minister's admitted officials had some prior knowledge of the attacks, but that ministers weren't told. 3 police officers were killed. The security forces raided a house in Colombo today. No group has admitted carrying out the attack. Several people have been arrested. The country's Prime Minister has described today's atrocities as cowardly.
Police in Sri Lanka released a statement saying a total of 13 people have been arrested. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
The Trump team hasn't released their rebuttal to the Mueller report. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the rebuttal to the Mueller report is complete, but they're not sure they'll be putting it out right away. As Giuliani said on CNN's State of the Union, they were ready to go if many of the issues had been left open in the report, but he says that doesn't seem to be the case. And while they're ready to publish the rebuttal, and it will probably eventually be made public, they have no set date as to when.
Officials at the Topeka Zoo in Kansas are trying to figure out how a Sumatran tiger mauled one of its keepers inside a secure space. Zoo director Brendan Wiley.
She did sustain some injuries. She's currently being treated at a local hospital. That's about the best update we have regarding her at the moment. She's stable, but that's about all that we know.
They say the tiger was simply doing what tigers do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Gas prices are going up again. They surged by 13 cents over the past 2 weeks. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says crude oil costs and refinery maintenance played a role in the increase.
The Midwest flooding has deprived many consuming centers of ethanol required by federal law in gasoline, and that added to cost, too.
Some remembrances and some words of hope for an Easter Sunday. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has the story.
Archbishop of Paris and Catholics from around France and the world honored the firefighters who saved Notre Dame Cathedral, praying Sunday at a special Easter Mass for a swift reconstruction of the beloved monument. The fire that engulfed Notre Dame during Holy Week forced worshippers to find other places to attend Easter services. In Vatican City, Pope Francis denounced the cruel violence of the Easter Sunday slaughter of Christians and foreigners in Sri Lanka as he celebrated the most joyful moment on the Christian liturgical calendar by lamenting the bloodshed and political violence affecting many parts of the world.
Oremus. Deus qui primis temporibus.
Francis skipped his homily during Easter Mass but delivered his traditional To the City and the World speech, highlighting conflicts in the Mideast, Africa, and the Americas, and demanding that political leaders put aside their differences and work instead for peace. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.